think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think
class war.
Class war, the end war.
We want to just quickly send a nice friendly message to the Fraternal Order of Police in Philadelphia. This is an anti-Nazi song.
Hey, what's up? My name's Aaron, and we're back here with our third episode of the Rebel Beat Podcast with Firebrand Records for the month of September, your monthly installment of Class War on the dance floor, music to inspire movements, rebellion, riots, and so much more. We have a wicked show coming up for you today with the incredible Juice Rap news from Down Under. And we had the chance to catch up with Giordano Nanni from Australia while he was here in Montreal. We talked about lots spanning the spectrum between hip-hop and anti-colonial resistance. But first up, check out this amazing new track from Zach de la Roca, an LP of Run the Jewels, Digging for Windows.
The spot of the flashlights. We in LA ducking both in the shadows with lead pipes. The days is all night. All night. See, if I pay Edison, no medicine. These blues ain't no better when my fever rise in the jungle as quick as a price spikes. Days is all night. Yeah, they all night. The future stabbed like a rubber band. Off my phone on a hand-to-hand. Eat food from the waste, put two in his roof and I can. Still living screens all night. These days is all night. Not a ride, their portfolios like rodeos. Rise every time my cherry glows. On the end of my sink as the smoke blows through the bars. And a CEO laugh fades as he strolls away. Says I gotta pay off that rollaway. Fuck your visitation days. So I pop off and in solitaire I dream of off in these set of stairs. And the skin off my fingers tear. Yeah, we digging for windows here. Where the days is all night. All night. This city's a trap, my partner. What? Under the lights of their choppers. Bodies loose for their coffers. Not worth the cost of our coffins. Staring at the future so toxic. What? No trust in the dust of a promise. Won't mark the name on a ballot so they can be free to devour our options. All and night. Just like you, I'm a target. You can find my craft in my pocket. And the stage three figures the quickest and awful. What part of your pocket? I put these caps in capitals. All these night. Lines blazing in capitals. All I step with a fury so actual fact of my offense could be capital. All night.
Bismillah. by the G code. What the fuck is Fleek though? Don't ask them, what do he know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush, that's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, the stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles, blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streaks you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my chat. I'm out there calling riot garments, top five. Dial on and on them, super fly, slick at top bro. Eagles diving on them. You, why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief, heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y, I seen straight jacket come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean. You and living kings, I mean it, I mean. I mean it, I mean. Y'all seen it, y'all seen in the R.E.D. I mean it, I mean. Original nation, with one solid, I mean. I mean it, I mean. Straight jacket, come clean, y'all seen it, y'all seen. In the R.E.D. Original nation, with one solid, with.
Welcome back to the Rebel Beat. We just heard a brand new track from the upcoming Tribe Called Red album called Hallucination. That was Tribe Called Red, of course, featuring Yasin Bey and Narsi on vocals. And we want to give a special shout out right now to the Standing Rock Resistance against the Dakota Access Pipeline. They just won a major victory over that pipeline, and our hearts go out to support Indigenous resistance everywhere. No Dakota Access. You're listening, of course, to The Rebel Beat, a Firebrand Records podcast. Be sure to check out firebrandrecords.com for amazing music and political projects. Also, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, or TuneIn. And no matter where you subscribe, please leave a review. It helps people find us. And tell a friend. Also, link with us on social media. We're at facebook.com/rebelbeatradio. Twitter at Rebel Beat Radio. We're on Instagram now. And of course, you can email us with your comments or thoughts on the show at rebel@ckut.ca. Speaking of shout outs, we also want to give a huge shout out to the Black Lives Matter movement, who recently put out a platform affirming their support for the Palestinian liberation struggle and the Boycott, Divestments, and Sanctions, or BDS movement. They've been facing a lot of backlash from racist Zionists, but they're standing strong in their love of freedom. Here's a track for me that best encapsulates that solidarity between the Black Lives Matter movement and Palestine. This is from Son of Nun, straight out of Baltimore.
Upgraded my class status from citizen to subhuman savage. It's hard to fathom, but even harder to manage. I'm a second class citizen in the land of my origin. Forced of origin, a brutal reality that's devoid of humanity. For some semblance of sanity, where truth is profanity. And in all actuality, my right to life is considered a travesty. We can't even bury friends without the threat of the military showing up to carry out the vendetta. A policy of extermination against an indigenous population that's been fighting for emancipation. You wanna end the violence and end the occupation. You wanna see defiance and deny us liberation. This is apartheid Palestine. What type of fire can't shower from Israeli watchtowers? This is for Haifa, this is for Rafah, this is for Gaza, this is for Balata, this is for Tarek, this is for Bashir, this is for Mahmoud, this is for Tahir, this is for Fatma, who was only 7 and some man shot dead in school at the age of 11. What would you do if you were under occupation? Let them take your freedom and fight for liberation. Come on. Only the freedom fighters on the intifada fighting for freedom today, cause they might not be a tomorrow now. Only the freedom fighters on the intifada fighting for freedom today, cause they might not be a tomorrow now. Give me liberty or death, cause I'd rather go out on my feet than on my knees when I take my last breath. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Fighting Zionist oppression doesn't make you anti-Semitic. They say our people won't ever live as one. They say this fight won't ever be done. They say our rights can't ever be won. They say this war won't be undone. They said our people couldn't make it this far. I say they don't know who we are. They say a lot of things, but they only say that mess because they fear the change of organized power brings. We gotta keep it together so we can resist the pressure. But ever organizing to counter oppression, so endeavor to sever the main vein that helps us maintain the state. Ain't in a fight to make change. Don't let your tax dollars go to making people holler. Killing off our future scholars with Apache helicopters. Top best from this racist regime until it redeems the dreams of those that killed midstream. Top best from Israel. Top best from Israel. Top best from the IDF. Top best and let's lay apartheid to rest. Come on, only the freedom fighters of the intifada fighting for freedom today, cause it might not be a tomorrow. Only the freedom fighters of the intifada fighting for freedom today, cause it might not be a tomorrow. Only the freedom fighters, only the freedom fighters, only the freedom fighters, only the freedom fighters, only the freedom fighters of the intifada fighting for freedom today, cause it might not be a tomorrow. Free, free Palestine.
Another pig that wanna check my ride. Open up the trunk and take a look inside. Even if you try, you can't stop my grind. Shining in the eyes with them goddamn lights. Then they violate my goddamn rights. It's the same story every hood, every night. Everybody numb to it, we don't do nothing but buy blunts. In the Palestinian bodegas, they sell rotten tomatoes. Loose Newport shorts and quarter waters. Little did they know that I could be a supporter. They treat us the same way when we go to the border. Got the same enemies in the game in the streets. But they blame you and me if you aim to be free. It's so plain you can see that they train the military to emulate shit that they did in the late 60s.
They pay them for gold until the moment we go.
A checkpoint, a checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint, a checkpoint, a checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint.
Everywhere that I go, there's someone telling me, oh, no better.
A checkpoint, a checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint, a checkpoint, a checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint.
Checkpoint. point, Charlie the feds point in the quality. Endangered species like tigers in Bengali. Yeah. Treat us subhuman for entertainment or labor. What? Never did they think we would ever become neighbors, so they treat us with contempt. Beat us to death, this assassination not attempt. No leaders is left. Yep, and the kids don't learn when the teacher cutting the class. Little kids gon' burn when the snakes cutting the grass. The best of us look at the faces of protesters while the rest of us singing the praises of our oppressors. Hey. Fuck a Valentine, my heart go out to Palestine. My name autocorrect to Taliban. So since the days of the Taliban, the holler man recognized the needs of the common man. One man's terrorist, it's the next man's freedom fighter. Gotta fight up, I'ma be the lighter.
A checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint, a checkpoint, a checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint.
Everywhere that I go, there's someone telling me, oh, no better.
A checkpoint, a checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint, a checkpoint, a checkpoint, everywhere a checkpoint.
Imaginary lines across a flaming blue. We gotta leap before a lot of time. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere a checkpoint, a checkpoint, a checkpoint. Everywhere a checkpoint.
Everywhere that I go, there's someone telling me, oh, no better.
A checkpoint, a checkpoint. Everywhere a checkpoint, a checkpoint, a checkpoint. Everywhere a checkpoint.
Welcome back to the Rebel Beat. We're going to go to our feature interview right now with Giordano Nanni of Juice Rap News and Juice Media. What is Juice Rap News? It's a collective based out of Melbourne, Australia, on Indigenous Wurundjeri land. They put out a ton of amazing satirical, radical rap videos watched by millions of people. I was actually going to play the full audio from one of those videos, but not having the video for all you podcast listeners doesn't really do it justice. So what we'll do is we're going to post some of their videos up on our website at rebelbeatradio.com. So just go and check out that website or their website at thejuicemedia.com. That's thejuicemedia.com. Anyways, here's our interview with Giordano. Enjoy. All right, I'm here right now with a very special guest joining us all the way from Melbourne, Australia, Giordano Nanni from Juice Rap News. Hey. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. Hi.
All right. So, Juice Rap News, really exciting, fascinating project. The rap news portion of it is maybe finished right now, but I want to kind of go back and look at all that kind of like as this amazing project. It started in 2009 in a home studio in Melbourne. I mean, since then, over 12 million people have seen these videos, these rap news videos you guys have done. Tell us a little bit more, like how did this project come out of your mind? How was it born?
Well, it's kind of an interesting adventure. It's a bit of no one really knew how it was going to go. It all started, the first thing to say is that it's a collaboration between myself and Hugo Farrant. So I come from I'm a historian. I come from an academic background. I did do a lot of music and I was interested in hip hop, but you know, that was my main thing, was writing and ideas. Mm. Hugo is very much, he comes from not an academic background. He is very much a true spoken word artist and poet and rapper. and he'd been honing that his craft for like 10 years. Both of us come from Europe, like I come from Italy and he comes from the UK, and we both ended up in Melbourne, fell in love with the city, which is a really great place. And it wasn't long before we bumped into each other and met each other through a mutual friend. And, you know, I was really keen on using, it was 2007, and YouTube had just come out, and the potential for this, you know, all of a sudden, the potential to actually create, do something seemed amazing. And there was a real kind of like sense of, like, what are we going to do? Now we can, you know, we can do anything we want, video, audio. And I'd had this idea of doing a music journalism project, which was basically writing songs or writing hip-hop tracks about stuff that was in the news, but very, very quick response, just as the news does, you know, to be able to respond and comment on events as they happen, or, you know, within 24, 48 hours. That just wasn't possible, you know, if you didn't own a radio station or didn't own your own channel of broadcasting, that wasn't possible. But now that you had YouTube, that was, and I was just looking for the right person to do this with. And when I told Hugo about this idea, he was like, "Well, that's awesome. You know, we should do something like that." So we ummed and ahed about it. You know, how are we going to frame this? And basically, the opportunity came up to do, you know, a video in late 2009, which was about the NASA was slamming an old satellite into the moon to see if there was any evidence or traces of water there. And we thought this was a slightly innocuous, but also it was kind of not too big a deal. It wasn't too political. It wasn't like no one even really knew about it. And we thought we could extrapolate a few themes in there, such as, you know, space exploration, colonization, U.S. imperialism, topics that then became kind of the main, you know, the kind of our daily bread and butter of rap news.
Today, I announce a new plan to extend a human presence across our solar system.
Good afternoon, YouTube. Welcome to Juice News. I'm Robert Foster. This is the top spot for true views. Lead story this afternoon is this. You lunatics, NASA to send a missile to blast the moon to bits. I have with me in the studio General Baxter, veteran, gentleman, representative of NASA. Good to have you here, General.
Good to be here, Bob.
Now, this is something that we hear a lot.
We just had a go, and we made that video in like 24 hours or something like that. And the response was so encouraging. People just really, really got into it. From the get-go, and it just inspired us to do more. And as we went along, we just got so much support and offers of funding. And, you know, it was just pretty much a project that just wanted to happen by itself, and had its own energy and momentum. And we just kind of had to hang on as hard as we could and go for the ride, which we did for about 6 years. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, we concluded the project in September of last year after 35 episodes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I want to talk a little bit later about kind of what comes next. But, you know, to go back to rap news, I mean, like the idea of using hip hop or rap as kind of like the basis for this project, I find really fascinating, because I've heard a lot of people actually talk about hip hop as a genre that's almost like a news source in and of itself. And we've seen this a lot with like different kind of flashpoints of social struggle, you know, throughout the world over the last few years. And especially with like kind of the advent of social media, you know, you take some like the riots that have happened in like Ferguson or Baltimore in the US. You know, Frank from Submedia talks about a lot of like hip hop in Puerto Rico that has this effect that something happens, and then like, you know, these really engaged artists will like go into the studio, record a track, get it out, like put it up on SoundCloud or YouTube or whatever, like the next day. And that's the news. Like, that's a form of news right there. So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit more, like how did you guys come to this through like hip hop as an art form?
Well, I really wish Hugo was here with me right now, because as I mentioned here, he's really the person who brings that knowledge, not just the knowledge of the craft and the art, but also of the history and you know, its political role, really, in doing exactly what you've just said. And one thing I remember him saying, we've done a whole bunch of interviews, and he mentioned this a couple of times, and I hope I don't get it wrong, but he used to say, Chuck D once said that rap is like the CNN of the ghetto. You know, so it's the concept of rap actually being used as a news a replacement, or as a way into the news discourse, is actually, you know, not new. And certainly the kind of hip-hop that inspired us is very much covers issues which like, for example, Rage Against the Machine was, for both Hugo and I, was like a defining influence. And although they weren't covering issues that were, you know, happening as they on the, in the very days that they were writing about them, they're definitely historic issues. You know, it's resistance struggles, political struggles, corruption, you know, you name it. So we were very much inspired by that. And I guess the only thing that we kind of added to the mix, or we kind of changed, is that we added a lot of you know, comedy and satire into that. We kind of tried to add a, you know, an element of, let's also make this fun, you know, let's also laugh at the craziness of what's happening, let's also ridicule the people that we are trying to criticize, because otherwise they, you know, they become painted as these all powerful figures. Mm-hmm. And also, and most importantly, let's also laugh at ourselves. You know, we have characters that that in very many ways, for example, Terence Moonseed, who's one of our regular characters, he's a conspiracy theorist,
right,
bit of a new age hippie kind of character. And he does have a lot of truth to say, but at the same time, you know, his faults are things like, you know, massive generalizations, not really paying attention to facts, you know, or you know, evidence, and just kind of going on wild tangents of wild kind of connections between things that might not fit together.
Is there an answer to this impasse? We consult expert guests from opposing factions. On your left, Terence Moonseed, back as a representative of the Black Pandas.
Robert, as you know, I've ascended beyond judgments. I preach peace, compassion, and abundance. The only bullets we ought to be firing are the seeds of love and oneness.
I agree, but why ban guns? What's your logic?
Ban them? You kidding? The Second Amendment is a sacred law.
But aren't guns...
Guns aren't evil. People are.
Statistics suggest that
gun crimes and massacres only happen where people don't have access to semi-automatic weapons.
And we were given this precious right to bear arms, not for hunting bears, but to protect us. You know who from?
From Native Americans who were defending their land from the colonists?
No, Robert, from our own freaking government.
History states that when a tyrannical dictator tries to take power, they take people's guns. Look at Hitler.
By laughing also at ourselves, we kind of, and combining that with the power of rap and hip-hop, we did something that hadn't been done before. And mm-hmm. So although we kind of very much pay respect, and I know Hugo is, as a rapper, has a huge amount of respect for the art form. Mm. We didn't want to make fun of that. We wanted it to be really good rap as an honor to that craft. At the same time, we added a lot of kind of silliness, you know, mm-hmm. wigs and jokes and just very puerile humor as well.
Yeah, and I mean the production value of the videos too is like really high. You can tell it's something that, you know, a lot of thought and production time yeah. was put into. I'm glad you brought up the characters, because I think the characters is something that kind of brought a certain charm to the videos, and kind of like really interesting, you know, recurring themes. So you mentioned like the conspiracy theorist, but there are a whole bunch of others that people, you know, if they go back and watch the rap news, will kind of become familiar with. Would you say like you had a favorite character in there from the rap news?
That's a really tough question. I think General Baxter is one of my favorites.
So we're forced to distort, I mean report these matters. We speak to Chief of Police, General Baxter.
That's the sound of the police. Bruh, bruh, that's the sound of the peace.
You can't stand where I stand, cause I stand above the law.
Watch out!
Oh, hi Brian, yeah, ready to talk.
Burning and looting, General, have they gone insane? I mean, we could understand if their team had just won a hockey game.
It's great that the media is focused on the looting and rioting. It distracts from the killings that provoke these uprisings.
How did we arrive at
General Baxter is the counterpart to Terence Moonseed. He is the, you know,
he's the like really machismo kind of army general.
Exactly. Yeah. He we've used him to represent everyone from NASA to AFRICOM to the NSA to the Pentagon. You know, he's kind of like a revolving door character that just represents the power of the U.S. Military industrial complex. And but he's incredibly un-PC. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't say things in code. It's the reason that they don't let four-star generals talk to the media is because, you know, it has to be filtered and it has to be put in terms that sounds like it's not a war crime that's being committed, but rather, you know, in defense of our peace and national interest, that kind of stuff. So he's a very honest voice. And I don't know, it was very, I like him the most because he was the easiest to write for. You know, he just came it came very easily to write for General Baxter. But yeah, no, I also have a special spot for Ken Othkan, who is our colonial correspondent, our Australian colonial correspondent, who I play.
Right.
That was the first character really that I began to play on the series. So that would be my second. Second best.
And actually, you know, speaking of that character, Ken Othkan, I wanted to bring up one of my probably favorite rap news videos, which is, of course, the one where you're comparing Canada to Australia in terms of ecocide and genocide of Aboriginal peoples in both countries.
Yeah, they're literally competing to see which is the best at destroying the planet.
Yeah, so that one's called The War on Terror. And I mean, people have to go just like watch the video because it's incredible, and it's, you know, it's dealing with issues that are like extremely heavy, right? Like, you know, the destruction of our planet through huge ecological projects, or ecologically devastating, I should say, projects like the tar sands and fracking, and then also, of course, violence against Indigenous people. And you guys approach it with a sense of humor, but I think you do it from like a really kind of sensitive and educational way. Can you talk a little bit more about that video and like what was your approach to that?
Well, it's a follow-on to the first video that Ken Othkan appears in, which is called Australia Day, which is really all about our national holiday. I just want to say it because it bears repeating, and I really. Whenever I travel overseas, I take any opportunity to talk a little bit about Australia because it's important that the world knows about it. Our national holiday is on the 26th of January, and it's just a very offensive choice of date because this is the date when the first fleet under Captain Arthur Phillip landed in Sydney and basically established the British colony of New South Wales, which was the beginning of the end for Aboriginal people in Australia. And so, which is why they call it Invasion Day, or some people call it Survival Day. And there's been a big movement to try and change the date. People say, well, what would you change it to? And the answer usually is to anything other than that date. That is the worst date to celebrate our national holiday. And so we did this episode, and we kind of covered a lot of issues, you know, environmental issues, all to do with Australia. And a lot of people responded to that. A lot of people liked it, but a lot of people responded, you know, like, you know, especially in Australia, it's like, you know, why are you picking on us? You know, why not talk about, you know, what other countries are doing? So there was always an incentive to start really making similar projects about other countries, and specifically other settler colonies, which share with Australia a very similar history. So United States, Canada, New Zealand, to a certain extent, South Africa. We really wanted to shine the light on those countries as well, and of course also Israel and in Palestine. These are all kind of linked together by this common thread of settler colonialism, which is one of the key themes in the series of Juice Rap News. A lot of these countries are also the worst perpetrators of ecological crimes, and partly I think it really helps to see the connection between ecological devastation or ecocide and people devastation or genocide. Those two things are most powerfully combined in these countries and in these settler colonial countries. And one of the reasons I think this is just how we really present it in this video is that by taking over Indigenous lands, by taking, you know, really removing the Indigenous presence, the settler presence has really acted as an alien force, as an alien invading, rampaging, Independence Day-style, you know, attack from Mars, brutal onslaught of interplanetary violence proportions, you know. Now, we don't see it that way because our culture, you know, we constantly tell ourselves we're the good guys. And when we make films like Independence Day or, you know, you pick any, you know, War of the Worlds. I haven't watched half of them because that's bullshit. But it's always the same story. You know, we are the Indigenous people of this land, of planet Earth. And then we have these aliens and they come down and we have to stop them because, you know, if they do, they'll use up all the land. They'll destroy the resources. They'll rape the, you know, the country and basically, you know, like a plague of locusts, and then move on. And then you go, hang on, what you've described is pretty much what's happening on this planet, and the perpetrators of that violence are not aliens from outer space. They are in the vast majority of cases, the settler colonial societies, they're mm-hmm. these countries, populations which have really settled these lands and treated them as places that can be totally exploited. Mm-hmm. And so there's a very deep connection, very deep cultural connection between the way settlers have treated indigenous peoples and the way that they're treating that land. So in this video, to answer your question in a very long, roundabout way, we really try to express that it's a very heavy subject, as you said, and it's one that deserves to be treated with seriousness, and it is by a lot of academics. And unfortunately, those kind of ways of explaining or engaging with this subject often don't make it to a lot of people who, you know, would otherwise be interested, but they don't read journals, they might not be involved in kind of radical politics or community events where they would be exposed to these things. So we felt our duty was really to try and create a way for people to be aware of these things. And, you know, comedy and satire are a way of, and music, of course, are a way to get that attention from people. So we thought, oh, what's a cool way of engaging in this issue? And we thought, well, you know, let's have a rap battle between Canada and Australia, not to see which is the better, but to see which one is the worst, because,
right.
you know, actually taking pride in which is the one that is going to, you know, win the prize for being the most destructive country.
And I think, like, in the Canadian context, too, it just kind of like, I mean, the message we can take from that video is just, like, drawing inspiration from Indigenous-led movements that are actually fighting to save the planet from this, like, capitalist eco side that we're seeing right now.
This is Rap News. Happy New Era and welcome. Despite our best efforts, from oil spills to nuclear meltdowns, the human empire was not successful in bringing about the apocalypse in 2012. But don't lose faith. We may yet be able to make it happen. In today's expose, we're aiming to establish where the best progress is being made and shattering what's left of humanity's relationship with this planet. And what better place to commence with than Australia, where after 200 years of invasion, we can finally assess the results of civilization. Here's colonial correspondent Ken Othcon. Are you there, Ken?
Ken Othcon, Robbo. And happy Australia Day, yeah?
Hi, Ken. How's Australia helping to end the world this year?
Never fear. Australia has a multifaceted total strategy to bring global calamity so rapidly this planet won't know what hit it. Take a look. We got the worst polluting power station in the world, Hazelwood. We're ravaging this chick Kimberly straight smack in her teeth and carving channels through the Great Barrier Reef. Good grief. Mate, we're on fire. So intense that we've had to add 2 new shades to the temperature spectrum. And soon we'll have 5 more shades to add as finally we unlock the gates of hell with coal seam gas lines. Australia's doing fine then. Now let's examine another capital of the civilized world whose per capita progress towards causing apocalypse is admirable. We cross live to our correspondent in Canada. Are you on camera? Fagin Haybard?
Fagin Haybard.
I'm on the Athabasca oil sands. Tell you what, some call this land the tar sands, but for sure, us Canucks, we refer to it as
Mordor.
So can Canada help end life on Earth permanently? We've got the largest industrial project in history, the biggest contributor to our extinction today, and Canada gets to display the badge of distinction, eh? We took a pristine area about the size of Britain and smashed the boreal forest to get the barrels of bitumen. Forget the pyramids. Our toxic waste is visible from outer space, where we'll go when the Earth is uninhabitable for the human race. That's great. Wow, hold it there, mate.
But I wanted to turn back to another really exciting aspect of the videos. Throughout the years that you guys were producing the Rap News, you had a whole bunch of cameos on the show. So, like, or special guests, everyone from, like, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks to the Palestinian hip-hop group Dam. And one of my favorites is when you guys had Noam Chomsky on. Kind of a brilliantly edited video, because you've got his responses syncing up with the beat and kind of rhyming a little bit. So yeah, tell us about that, producing that video with Noam Chomsky. Was he into the idea?
We didn't force him. I hope he was.
You didn't have to kidnap him.
No, we didn't. No, that would have been fun though. But no. So what happened is that we were invited by the Sydney Peace Foundation, which awards the Sydney Peace Prize, like an alternative Nobel Peace Prize. They were awarding it to Noam Chomsky that year. Other recipients include Julian Assange, John Pilger. I think Naomi Klein has been named the latest recipient. And they contacted us saying, you know, we're going to have Noam Chomsky coming down. We're going to award. It's going to be at the Sydney Opera House. Can you guys do a short 10-minute, 15-minute live presentation before we do this? And at that point, we had never done anything live. It had always only ever been, you know, YouTube videos. But that sounded really exciting. So we said yes. We had no idea what we were going to do. Now, by the way, we have. Well, we had a live show that we performed. It was like a 9-cast show, like an hour-long show that we performed at various festivals. But at that time, we had no such thing. So this was really kind of the seed that planted the beginning of our live performances. So we accepted and we went along and we did the presentation. And then whilst Hugo, because the presentation basically was him impersonating Bill O'Reilly doing a introducing and basically taking the piss out of Noam Chomsky. Like, we thought that would be the fun thing to do is to precede Noam Chomsky by basically giving air to all the spurious criticisms against him and, you know, the typical kind of Fox News perspective on Noam Chomsky kind of politics, which I still kind of, when I think about it, I'm surprised that they let us do that. But anyway, it was great. And while he was doing it, I was talking to one of the Noam's assistants, who's actually a professor at one of the universities there. And he was making sure that, you know, nobody got near Noam Chomsky and, like, no one kind of hassled him out or engaged him in lengthy conversations. You know, he was kind of his bodyguard. Exactly, yeah. So I went there and I was like, you know, we really wanted to try and use that opportunity to get Noam Chomsky to do a cameo. So I went up to him and said, you know, look, sorry to interrupt. You know, I was just thinking, you know, we do this show. It's called Rap News. And he stopped me right then. He goes, you guys are from Rap News? I love your show. I was like, okay, this might actually happen. So he was on our side.
Wow.
And I said, look, you know, all we'd need is an hour. And he's like, no, there's no way you can have an hour. You know, Noam needs to have his nap and, you know, da, 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 da. So he said, you've got 5 minutes. So like, basically, to cut a long story short, we ended up meeting him at his hotel and we ended up filming it in the bodyguard's bedroom, at a hotel bedroom. And we just sat down and we really only had time for one or two takes. But that was fine because, you know, we just gave Noam his lines. He read them out. We'd scripted them all, like, so that, you know, that they would rhyme. And he was a great sport. He didn't even check them first. He read them. Wow. Obviously, he was happy with what we got him to say, which is slightly self-deprecating. You know, we wanted to humanize him a bit because he's always, you know, presented as such an oracle.
Right.
That was, you know, that's kind of how it happened. And so in the end, we had 5 minutes and then he was like, great, I'm going to have my nap now. And off he went.
Well, dear viewers, it's probable that getting consensus on this issue is impossible. Therefore, we went to call on the honorable, venerable, great oracle. Oh, Prophet, Seer, all-knowing Chomsky, thank you for manifesting here.
No problem.
We seek your sage advice and better wisdom. For instance, how can we stop terrorism?
There's a simple method.
What is it?
Just stop participating in it.
So which, in your opinion, is the most significant threat to world peace?
Our ignorance.
I see. And how can we defeat this at last?
Turn off your TVs for a start.
The media at large do seem to paralyze, hypnotically divide, distract, and atomize, and cause us to be brainwashed and servile. Your thoughts?
That's not controversial.
Well, we should thank you, O Oracle, for guiding and leading us.
Not at all, Robert, but I'm no oracle or leader. I'm just a linguistics teacher.
Well, again, I would definitely encourage, like, all of our listeners to go check out these videos, and we'll be posting links to them because it doesn't really do it justice until you actually see the videos, I think. But, you know, sadly, or maybe kind of it's a bittersweet thing that you guys called it quits with doing the Rap News last year. Although, as I understand, you are going to keep on going with, like, the Juice Media as a project. So tell us about, like, maybe, like, why did you decide to stop doing Rap News and what's coming next?
Sure. Well, the main reason we stopped making Rap News is we pretty much felt like we'd achieved what we set out to do. In fact, we'd achieved so much more. And by the time we got to the end of our sixth year, when we produced 35 episodes, you know, there was also a sense like, oh, you know, maybe we should be doing something else. And especially Hugo, who, as I mentioned at the start, he's, you know, he's an incredible artist. He's very prolific. He's, you know, he experiments in all sorts of different media, and he's always performing at a festival or doing freestyles or doing, you know, videos. He's very, very creative guy. And by the time we got to this point in the project, it had become very much a full-time job. And as much as we enjoyed it, it had also become a source of, you know, he just didn't have time to do his other work. And so rather than start getting into a dynamic where working on rap news was no longer pleasurable, and that would have resulted in a decrease in the quality, eventually jumping the shark and making it shit, we decided to just leave it at that, out of respect for the project and also our audience. So, from that point on, Hugo decided that he was going to work on his own stuff. And people that want to check out his channel, it's called Hugo the Poet. That's on YouTube and various other social media. And I decided that I would keep on working on the Juice Media. Now, the Juice Media as a channel on YouTube actually existed for a couple of years before Rap News. And the purpose of it really entirely was to promote indigenous voices, indigenous Australian voices. So if people look back before Rap News, all the videos there is basically me going to rallies, conferences, seminars, doing interviews with indigenous people from all over Australia, the purpose being really just to facilitate their voices getting, online. And then as I started doing that, I started adding music and footage and video as a way of making it easier for people to engage. I started editing interviews that I did. So I might go back to doing some of that stuff, but at the same time, all the knowledge and all the experience and networks that have been accumulated during the whole adventure of Rap News, I really want to key into those as well. And so I'm going to be carrying on making videos very much, using the same kind of style of humor and satire and comedy and of course, political and philosophical undertones that were in Rap News, just without the rap. So, often we refer to the juice as the essence or the truth of, every episode we try to get to the juice of a concept. So that's still going to be there. The news is still going to be there in the sense that it's still going to be about current affairs issues embedded in a broader historical perspective, just the same as we always did with Rap News. The only element that's going to miss is rap. So instead of Juice Rap News, it's going to be Juice News. And I've put up a few videos and it's gotten a really good response. People inevitably go, what happened to Rap News? And are you going to do it again? And, I preferred, Rap News. And some people aren't going to, buy the transition, and that's okay. But a lot of people really get it, and that's been really heartwarming. And also, just to say, Rap News is not necessarily dead. I'm really keen on the idea of actually bringing the whole idea of that concept series back to life. And there are some new potential candidates for a broader cast, including some really amazing talented rappers in Melbourne, such as Mantra and Jeremedy, who are the guys that we did the live show with. So they already have an experience of working with us in the context of Rap News, and they're great guys, and they're also really keen on the idea of reviving Rap News. So you heard it here first, but hopefully by next year we'll be in a position to be able to really give that a shot. And I don't know if it'll be called Juice Rap News 2 or whatever, but it's not necessarily entirely dead. So so stay tuned.
Amazing. So something big to look forward to. And of course, for our listeners who want to follow Juice Rap News or find all these videos, where can people go to do that?
Well, the best place is just to open up YouTube in your browser and just type in Juice Rap News. Now, if you only type Rap News, you'll find that there's a lot of imitators out there. Some of them are pretty good, too. There's a Vietnamese crew that does a show called Rap News Plus. There's guys in Senegal and Uganda. And, the model has been adopted, which is fantastic. It's such so cool to see that.
For sure.
But the original is
part of globalizing
Juice.
The resistance in a way.
Yeah, exactly. but our show is called Juice Rap News. Yeah.
Depression, suicide, death in custody, all these things are consequences and repercussions of Colin Barnett and Tony Abbott's forced community closures. This is forced land acquisition and genocide, ethnic cleansing on any level that you want to think and look at it. So it's continual genocide.
Yeah. They're cutting off the lights, cutting off the water. That Australian tradition of indigenous slaughter. From the sons of Rare Fern to the Kimberley's daughters. No one listens when we talk and fuck these government orders. There's more to the pain in our eyes. I feel the hate when I rise through the sun late at night. Watching racism thrive, face to face with the lies. But they're eating us alive. Refugees in our own land, we plan to survive.
Well, I'll be damned if you try and take away my land. Just to let you know, you gotta fight on your hands. Right here in
is clearer to learn than to understand. Freedom to our people, not suited to your businessmen. Money and greed is the government's agenda. Push off our land again, feels like a vendetta. Pushing pens, laughing hard like a fraction. You pushed us too far, now this is our reaction.
Here it is, the truth hurts. Colonial genocide created our fear of institutions. Not laziness or the grog it gave us to make us useless. Now you want to turn around and say it's time for government movement? Can't the government move this? The flesh shrouding of the premises. Back when they was outwardly proud of white supremacy. One shot for Colin, one shot for Tony. Slap in the face for these ignorant immigrants sitting cozy.
Connection with the earth since conception of our birth. Feel the energy when I'm stepping in the dirt. And respecting what it's worth, they just put their system first. Genocide round two, murder over turf. They do it right in front of us, the government are fucking us. Policies designed to kill, just like their blunderbuss. They think they're running us, more than terra nullius. If you fuck with my people, you fuck with every one of us.
Fire burns stronger, divided no longer. We gotta stay proud. Our ancestors screaming loud. Back to the end, they won't shut us down. Fire burns stronger, divided no longer. We gotta stay proud. Our ancestors screaming loud. Back to the end, they won't shut us down.
Can't breathe, suffocated by this Union Jack. They won't let us be. So we shooting back, the movement's black. Best believe the truth and facts. You won't sweep us under the rug. My troops are strapped with spears and clapsticks. So we dancing on you clowns. All the answers in the ground. My ancestors hold us down. For the ones that never had a voice, a chance to make a sound. I throw my fist in the air, cause I'm black and I'm proud.
Talking about reconciliation. Demand respect for the First Nation. Land that is sacred, Mother Earth's creation. Can you see the earth cry every time that they mine? Find peace within the dream time. We've committed no crime according to L-O-R-E. Don't step to me disregarding 60,000 plus years on this country. We come together as one voice. I tell you right now, this ain't no lifestyle choice.
You got enough
choice.
Black blood on your napkins. Better backspin the actions or teeth will get smashed in. All my factions spit passion and irrational factions. Racist run, rivers red, raping cultural sanctions. And what you think is gonna happen if you shut them down? Thousands of angry warriors deep in your towns. Sounds to me like white Australia's nightmare. Shouldn't bring it on yourself or else we bring in a fight.
They're taking the kids, they're taking the land. They're dying in the past, it's a long-term plan. These dog motherfuckers gonna understand. We're bringing that war to your step, man. Continued genocide on multiple generations. No matter who you are, you're above us living in this nation. From the city to the bush, and now you know we'll be fighting back. Every single fucking one of you's to blame, and that's a fact. Now you can get behind this army built by grassroots blacks, so you can sit there till you hear the sound of the click and the clap.
This podcast. You just heard again an interview with Giordano Nanni of the Juice Media and Juice Rap News. And then that last track right there was called Stand Proud. And it was produced by a collaboration of a bunch of indigenous hip hop artists from so-called Australia. We're going to go now to our Turn It Up segment, which is our regular segment where we look at either a musical artist or a band or an artist in general or a community organizer who's using their platform to promote some amazing radical and revolutionary politics. This month, we are going to give a special nod to Gord Downie, the lead singer of The Tragically Hip. So in case you don't know them, The Tragically Hip are arguably the most important Canadian rock band ever. But despite the fact they're often held up as a symbol of Canada's national pride, their lead singer Gord Downie represents something much deeper. He's long stood in support of Indigenous resistance and anti-capitalist movements. Well, the sad news is that Gord is dying of terminal brain cancer. And the band just did their last tour ever and played their last show ever on August 20th in their hometown of Kingston, Ontario. The concert was live streamed by the CBC, Canada's national broadcaster, and was watched by nearly 12 million people. Just for context, that's a third of Canada's population. Gord made a platform in his last performance ever before his death to draw attention to the plight of Canada's First Nations, especially those up in the north. You know, part of it was a little complicated because he was kind of also giving a shout out to our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. But again, like using that platform, knowing that a third of the country is watching this performance to say that we together have a huge stake in anti-colonial struggles was really amazing. So we're going to end with a tragically hip tune called Goodnight Attawapiskat, and it's a tribute to the Northern Cree community of Attawapiskat, who've been standing strong in the face of a suicide epidemic in the last few months. That, of course, led to a large-scale movement across Canada called Occupy INAC, where Indigenous activists and their allies were occupying various offices of the Indian and Northern Affairs Canada. So with this, our hearts go out to Attawapiskat, Standing Rock, the Unist'ot'en Camp, and Indigenous communities everywhere fighting back. Good night.
Silver poets here in-